It is the 17th day of June, 2015. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law today. And it would have been my dad's birthday as well. So we always had a fun time on June 17th. So I know she's listening this morning. Happy birthday, Marty. And speaking of Marty's, ta-da, that's called a segue. Marty Hawk joins us this morning. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm hiding from the bad weather. I am really, I've sat in class for two straight days, and I was ready for a really pleasant day.
What are you continuing your education in?
I was, yes.
Well, it's real estate. It's real estate.
It's real estate, but yeah. You know what? Then there's more continuing education this weekend for the county council as well. So,
where, at the Taste of Bloomington?
I am grateful for the opportunity to continue to grow in my education.
Well, education is a nonstop process. It never really ends. Where is the county getting its education this weekend?
Well,
I joked the Taste of Bloomington. I thought you guys just
a state called to meet with the State Board of Accounts. It's in Shelbyville, and it's an all-day situation. So
on a Saturday?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's when we go. The only thing that will keep me from doing that is if I have an opportunity to go sell some real estate. So I still have to pay the bills around here, and going to school doesn't pay that bill for me. So have to do that first. But I heard you speaking just a minute ago about the storms and so forth, and so that sort of leads me into one of the first things I wanted to mention was that we continue here in the county to expand where the warning sirens for bad weather or
who determines where those sirens are? Is that based on population? Is it based on
money?
I would hope not. That's public safety, right?
Well, no, they still only have so much money.
And they have a map, and they have, like, they zero in on where it's needed the most and where we already have them and where it is most needed and where we can get people to allow us to put them on their buildings. And so right now we have these places where we're going to be placing new ones. One is the Morgan Monroe State Forest on Forest Road. One's on Souls Matter Apostolic Church on East Moffett Lane. South Union Christian Church on South Rockport Road. And Dolan Ridge Community Church on East Robinson Road. So if you live in that general vicinity, you will now at some point be getting a warning siren so that...
Where does that money come from? Is that from taxpayer dollars, federal grant? How does the county determine where that comes from?
Well, we many times get grants for that and so that we can move forward with it, and sometimes we pay for it out of our general obligation bonds. So that this one is out of that 2014 general obligation bond. But we continue to try to expand where they are because we do know how important it is for people to be able to hear that warning siren because, boy, when bad weather comes, if you're not paying attention, if you happen to be outdoors and you're not, you know, connected to your telephone and your radio or your TV, you might just miss it. So that's a safety issue, and I'm really happy to see people take this very seriously. And now the other thing I think we're going to be looking at very carefully here, for it seems like it's going to drag on a long time, and that's all of this road construction that's going on everywhere you go.
Sure.
Everywhere you turn, there.
Well, with I-69, it's bound to be
right,
extended period of time.
Well, don't even forget about the city. I was driving home yesterday morning in between the South CVS on Old State Road 37 and the Kroger on the south side. It was stopped in one lane traffic because they ripped that up. So it is a season because you can't do this when it's raining and cold and everything else. You have to do it now. But I-69, it's just, once it's done, it's going to be done.
This is just going to go on and on. We're going to think it's never ending. It's just like living in a house and having it remodeled. And I know what a nightmare that can be, but at the end of the day, I think we'll all be glad that this mess is done and over with and we're able to move around better. But one of the things that our Public Works Department under Bill Williams brought forth for us was the $125,000 for funds for the preliminary engineering and right-of-way and construction of the road connection between Industrial Park Drive and Gates Drive. So that's moving forward. And then also $75,000 out of local road and street money for the engineering right-of-way and construction of road connection near the intersection of Northwoods Lane. So we're going to have a lot of road delays and so forth.
Yeah, you got to build. You got when you're building all this, and you need these frontage roads, and you need everything else. That's just going to be part of the deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what I'd want to remind everybody is, those are real life people out there. There are family members. There are neighbors. There are, you know, people. We know we've got to be very cautious. This is not just a sign standing there. That's a person standing there. Slow down. Take caution. We just need to do a better job of making sure we're being very respectful of those people who are out there working so hard.
Yeah, and give yourself extra time if you're heading in the directions of where that is, so you don't have to go 100 miles an hour. Absolutely right.
And if you don't give yourself extra time, that does not give you the right to take somebody's life in your hands by trying to go too fast and push the button on that. So
I don't think anybody's going to argue with you. Marty Hawk is our guest this morning, county councilwoman. You going to Taste of Bloomington this weekend?
Well, no.
You got your
real estate
class. You've got.
Well, if I go to that, then
if she sells a house in the afternoon, she can go to the Taste.
Well, that's possible.
See, there are angles
so
here.
There are you've pointed out something very very thoughtfully.
The exception to the rule.
It's really difficult, and it may very well be that our council attorney will have to go to the other classes and take notes for us. So those of us who can't make it, we'll still get the benefit of the class. So we'll have to wait and see how that works out. In the meantime, I wanted to mention something here. I have still not heard the results of the accountants that we have working trying to balance out the books for the county.
Treasurer's office in particular?
Well, I mean, you know, it has to balance between the treasurer and the auditor.
Right, right.
And so I'm just the reason why I thought about this again is that I see on the county commissioners this past meeting they had was a contract for the auditor to contract for someone else to provide assistance and oversight to help prepare the annual budget. And let me tell you, I support that contract because that keeps us from making some huge mistakes. But, you know, at different offices learn how to do this?
That's what I was just going to ask. I mean, Marty, how long are we waiting until they get someone trained or actually hire someone in their office that knows how to do some of this stuff? I mean, I don't even understand. They've got this. I mean, the auditor and the treasurer both have staff, and there's nobody in there.
I want to leave myself open to this. Perhaps the theory is that since this doesn't have to happen every day, this is like a big push every year. Maybe we are way money ahead rather than to even take time to try to train someone else to do that, to contract with someone to do it. And I just hope this person we're contracting with is going to continue to be willing to do it because
Marty,
is awesome. But at some point in time, we better learn how to do this ourselves.
Well, not just that, Marty, but how would you know, say that the person you say is doing such a great job isn't available?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Perhaps he doesn't want to do it forever.
Right. And then what do we do? Because we don't have anybody who knows how to do it. It's like you going to an accountant and not knowing anything about your own books and you expecting that, you know, every single time you go to the accountant, they're never going to do anything wrong because you don't make any effort to learn anything about it.
Well, and it's so important for the elected officials who are running the offices to learn how this works.
Apparently
to at least have an oversight of how it works.
Marty,
but to make certain that they have office staff that and it's I take responsibility for some of this, because maybe we need to just up some salaries and get some people in there who really understand how to put this together, and then insist on cross-training. We need to have cross-training for that payroll as well. I know that the auditor went to meet with the county commissioners yesterday regarding payroll. So we'll always get the payroll done on time. I'm very confident of that. However, do we have to contract with someone to come in and get that done for us because we didn't go ahead and make sure everybody was fully cross-trained to get
payroll's just like part of that job. I mean, how are we even having this discussion?
Well, the oversight here is what I'm trying to say is that we in the past made certain that we understood that the clerk's job and the auditor's job was the most important jobs as far as the elected officials, that it was more responsibility. And at one point, they were paid more than the treasurer and the recorder. And for whatever reason, and I regret my vote on that, we decided they would all be paid the same. And I do think that's a mistake. I think it's difficult to get a really qualified elected officials in there to do this kind of job. And as long as the state law makes it clear that's what we have to do, then we better be paying them in such an amount that we're going to get somebody in there who can do this without us contracting out all over the place to get these jobs done.
Well, you're certainly ending up losing the money from those contracts, so you might as well put all that money towards getting a qualified candidate.
Well, right now it appears that so far we've put in place $150,000 for the people who are working trying to balance our books. Well, you know, obviously, we continue to be frustrated with the way this is going, and I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the solution. So I think we need to, many of us, sit down and say, what can we do to make sure that we are protecting the people of this county, that we are getting the people in there that are trained to do it, and while this makes a lot of sense to contract out a lot of these things, I will definitely vote in favor of this because we cannot afford to have the tax rates and levies set wrong. We, you know, for several years, they were going to the paper, they were wrong, and other council members and I would meet and we would go, okay, no, these numbers need to be adjusted, and try to catch it before it got too late. But we cannot rely on the county council to be doing this because it's not their place to be doing that. It's certainly not our place to make sure the numbers
are
Marty,
right. Have we ever heard from Barry Brown finding out what kind of money that we spent on all these special prosecutor prosecutions?
Right. I have asked so many times that it's almost an embarrassment, but I am have been assured that the minute they get it, they will let me know.
Wow,
so
this
now,
guy
what
must
is the statute of limitations? Do we not have to pay him after a while?
He must just have he must just be rolling in dough not to have to bill you guys.
Well, or maybe he just, you know, who knows? Is he still doing special prosecution work for us or whatever? I don't know the answer
to that. Is
he
on retainer?
And I would not know the man if he walked in the door, so I don't have any special dog in that fight. I just think that...
Well, how do you budget for it?
Well, absolutely.
What if he comes?
It's just like, how do we budget for?
What if on September 1st he throws you the bill?
I'm sorry.
What if on September 1st he throws you the bill and says, "I need that in 60 days"?
That contract that is made up with him.
Oh, it has
I didn't
all that
do the
there.
Contract,
okay.
But if I did, I would certainly have made sure at this point that every contract says that they have to bill us on a routine and regular basis, so that we know what kind of dollar we pay, because, remember, this is not...
Your legal department doesn't seem to think that that's necessary.
Well, it needs to be very clear that we get a bill so that we know what we've paid. If it's more than a year past that we haven't been billed...
Oh, it's certainly
what
been,
I've been
more
told,
than that.
Then this needs to be changed. Because this comes out of the unappropriated fund, so actually we on the council would not even know whether or not it had been paid, because it's not a part of the budget lines that we're looking at, but it is a part of our total cash. Just the same as if we have to pay CVS Pharmacy back, remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's a big deal here. It's going to be a big deal throughout the state, but a big deal here in the county. And we don't have a special set of dollars that says this is in case
screw
we
up
lose
and,
this fight.
Screw up an abatement fund.
So these are things that we all have to be looking at as we move forward and make sure that we understand that if we have a pot of money there, it doesn't mean that we can go spend it without understanding we have other things coming down the pipe.
Oh, Marty, you're so silly.
It's just like your house analogy. Once you think you got everything fixed, then your air conditioning breaks.
Or the roof needs a leak.
And suddenly you need a new furnace, right?
Marty, have a good weekend. We hope you get educated. We hope you sell a house. We hope to see it taste of Bloomington. We hope you can complete it all in just that short 24 hours that is
there
Saturday.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
And
have a
not,
lovely
we'll
day.
Check back with you next Wednesday.